Sportsradio.com. Thursday, 25th day of July. Welcome once again to another edition of the What's On Your Mind preview program. My name is Scott Hannon. Steve Bakken and I will saddle up behind the microphone and grab that telephone, the telly, and take your phone calls in the What's On Your Mind edition of the program coming up. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Put that in your speed dial and get ready to chat with us. Mark Skogerbo and I, however, begin each and every edition of the What's On Your Mind preview with a little meandering through the news headlines. Check sports a little later on, the weather, and Steve will be here as well to check on what's happening in greater detail on What's On Your Mind. But we're doing something a little unusual today. You're hearing this particular segment, this first segment of the What's On Your Mind preview, in a pre-recorded edition. And the reason that is that Mark and I, at this very hour, are at the Ramada Plaza Suites in Fargo listening to Joe Gibbs, the three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, as well as NASCAR champion. We are multi-talented, aren't we, Mark, to be able to be on the radio and listen to Joe Gibbs at the same time.
It's amazing. We're multifaceted.
And Mark and I had the honor of being part of the group of folks that were gathering 900 different individuals to come to the Ramada Plaza Suites today and hear from Joe Gibbs.
They've been invited, been sponsored by one of the most amazing corporate sponsors, Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, Pizza Ranch actually is paying for breakfast for those 900 souls today at the Ramada Plaza Suites. Joe Gibbs has a program called Game Plan for Life. He wrote a book
called
Game Plan for Life. He has a website, gameplanforlife.com. And if you want to know more about what brought Joe Gibbs to North Dakota today, I'd encourage you to go to Game Plan for Life. This has some hints, I guess, of Promise Keepers from years back.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. People that aren't right with God, he wants them to get right. People that aren't saved, that haven't ever accepted God into their life, he wants to tell them, hey, you need a game plan for not only this life, but the next.
And many folks were invited to this today just to hear the life story of Joe Gibbs,
right?
Who has an amazing story, and you know, with the idea that hey, here's an NFL Hall of Fame coach, here's someone who's been successful in life, here was someone that you know crossed careers and went into NASCAR, and has done well at that, and the idea is to get men off the sidelines and into the game of life. So, you know, I don't think a lot of people were invited to this to say hey. We want to find out if you're right with God. Come to this event, but it was come hear a story from a successful individual and be inspired on how you can follow his path. Right?
He's a role model. If you want to be like Mike Jordan, you know, look at all the kids going around with swoop and pictures of Michael Jordan on their shirts and on their shoes, and you know, here's Joe Gibbs. He doesn't have any kind of a logo that we want to accept the cross. He wants people to look at the real father of hope, God himself. He wants people to be liberated from all of their bad habits, bad attitudes, defeatism. He wants them to have a plan that is going to be successful no matter what.
You know, what I thought was pretty interesting about this. He obviously goes a lot of places and takes this message on the road. And teamed up with Pizza Ranch, as we mentioned earlier, Pizza Ranch doing the underwriting and paying for all the breakfasts. So not only that, by the way, there is all kinds of resources. If you go to the Game Plan for Life website, you can find all kinds of things that help you on everything from health and financial, career decisions, addictions, struggles, relationships, family, all kinds of things. And so it's not just about football or not just about NASCAR. It's really, again, about life.
It's about helping you with biblical principles and good, solid counseling principles no matter where you are in life, no matter what your challenges are.
What I thought was neat is that they, you know, can go many places, right? I mean, they have obviously the universe to decide where to go.
Literally anywhere.
And they prayed about where should they go next, and North Dakota was the overwhelming answer. Why do you think that is?
Well, again, God is inscrutable a lot of times, and he is sovereign. But the fact is that God, I believe, is blessing North Dakota. How can you not go out in western North Dakota? How can you drive past all of the businesses all over North Dakota and see help wanted signs when you got 60% unemployment in very sinful Detroit and wonder and believe that God is blessing North Dakota, especially with the pro-life legislation? I think, okay, let's go right to the quick. We're talking about the possibility of revival. The prayer that's been in the people's hearts for hundreds, you know, literally for many, many years, literally since the big Azusa Street revival that emanated out of California way back in the late 1800s, many people say precipitated the Prohibition Amendment. We haven't had a major nationwide revival since the birth of the Assemblies of God churches. And we believe that if we're going to end abortion in America, it's going to take a revival nationwide. But the fact that North Dakota has advanced the cause of the sanctity of life further than any other state, I believe God is blessing us and giving us some tools to have a chance to maybe have a real revival start here.
So you think that's why North Dakota?
And maybe.
As I look at his schedule, he was in Dover, Delaware last month in June. And one event on the schedule for the rest of the summer, and it's right here in North Dakota. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. That he brings it here. So
it used to be such a flyover state. You know, North Dakota was the least visited state of 50. It was the least vacation place. And now people are coming just to look at the Bakken, not to mention Medora and all the other cool things. Of course, I'm trying to get the Lawrence Welk home jacked up over Strasburg, but I ran into some flack for that. But I really believe in it. We could have a Lawrence Welk thing over there. And if we have a revival, that's the thing. Lawrence Welk was totally compatible with a Christian worldview. That's our culture was Christian in the 50s, you know?
So find out if you happen to know somebody that was there or knew somebody that was there and learn more about this event. And we just wanted to let you know about it. It was not publicized on purpose. It was designed to be one-on-one invites.
Yeah,
for people to come to this event. They didn't want any publicity about it. And
I would really like to have some of the people that are here on the air later. You know, without a doubt, the dynamics of this event are going to change people's lives forever. There's going to be some miracles that are profound.
It's pretty extraordinary. So anyway, that's why the little different format today that Mark and I are participating in that. We're normally here talking about news headlines. We do have the big story of the day, and I know you've been consumed with it.
Oh, the children that Joe Mauer and Maddie had?
No,
Prince Joe?
Well, a different prince.
You mean Will and Kate.
We have a name now.
Isn't that wonderful? Did you hear the guns go off?
To go with the face.
They named him after your son, Alexander.
Yeah, George Alexander.
We'll just say G. Alexander.
Yeah, Prince George Alexander, and then there was another name yet.
I think it was...
Francis?
No. Saint Francis of Assisi. What's their last name? I forget.
Anyway.
Stuart? I don't remember.
But it was the big story of yesterday. The baby has been named. But you're more interested in the Joe Bauer. Joe Mauer and his wife.
Well, they had twins.
Twin
now, come
baby
on.
Girls.
This is a magical man. Joe Mauer's a magical man. But yes, I am excited about the fact that that Will and Kate named their kid after your son. That's pretty cool. On his birthday, they named him Alexander on Alexander's birthday.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
I think that is cool. And Joe Mauer and his wife, baby girls, twins.
What are their names?
Emily and Marin.
Oh.
Emily and Marin. So
nice.
we have their names as well.
Well, and we should go outside and honk the horn. There was a drunk man in the parking lot honking the horn like he was crazed this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah. We should go outside. Let's have a chivalry. Let's drive around town honking the horn for Joe and Maddie.
You sure encounter some strange people.
I know it. I can't help myself. I'm like, I'm sorry, but sometimes people attract, what is that cliche about, not opposites attract, but how flies attract, what is it that attracts something similar to itself?
I'm not sure.
A goofus finds a goofus? I don't know.
I can't help you there. Sorry.
I know. Insanity likes to find its brethren.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Are you done?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was kind of lame. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
You're very kind to me.
Steve Bonkins of the North Dakota State Fair. We're going to check in with him next. And Scotty McCreary is tonight. Sawyer Brown was last night. So Steve will give us the Sawyer Brown update.
Scotty McCreary, have you heard him sing?
No, I love him. The guy's got a voice like you can't believe.
You'd think that Oak Ridge boys are... I mean, you talk about a natural-born bass to die for. This guy's something.
It's Water Day at the fair. It's Senior Day. Half-price admission for seniors 65-plus until 2 o'clock. That's kind of cool.
And why can't I go?
You can. Just get yourself to Minot.
I'm 104.
For the North Dakota State Fair. Anyway, folks, there you go. What's on your mind preview, and yours truly, Scott Hinnett, along with Steve Bonkin, coming up.
Don't go away. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm Steve Bach, a little jealous. I don't get to hang out with Joe Gibbs this morning. Of course, the preview show for What's on Your Mind coming up at 9 o'clock on AM 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, AM 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind, the preview show coming up today. Open phones. What is on your mind? Another beautiful day at the North Dakota State Fair. Have you been out to the fair yet? Have you tried some of the favorite foods? Foods, of course, the big draw. at the North Dakota State Fair. I would have thought the grandstand shows. I would have thought some of the other entertainment, the 4-H stuff, the FFA stuff that's going on. No, food. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I'd like to hear what's on your mind concerning food. What is your favorite food at the North Dakota State Fair? Have you had an opportunity to get up here yet? Well, great show still coming up this weekend. You know, one of the things I got to check out were some of the free stages as I'm wandering around through the rest of the day, spending some time at the State Fair. Lady Houdini, she's actually done the water trick. You remember the water trick that Houdini has done in the tube with the water all chained up? She's done it more times. Houdini quit at 1,000, and I was talking to her yesterday afternoon for a little bit after she got done doing like 1,400 and how many ever times she's done this. And she says it's different every time. I would have thought it would have got to be a pattern. She goes, nope, if you start not thinking about it and getting lax about it, that's when it gets dangerous. Otherwise, she's pretty squared away on that one. Also, of course, spent some time yesterday at the North Dakota Game and Fish Outdoor Skills Park. That is open daily from 1 to 7 at the North Dakota State Fair every day. Plenty of things to do for the entire family. It's probably one of my favorite spots in the North Dakota State Fairgrounds. If you want a little place to relax, get away from some of the crowd for a little bit, a little quiet. Yesterday, another nice warm day, 81 degrees. The weather's been great at the State Fair. Some people might say a little on the cool side, but walking around, checking out all the exhibits, checking out the food vendors, going on the rides, mid-70s, low-70s, perfect fair weather. We got another one of those today in Minot. We're looking at a high of 70 in Minot today, and we're at 59 right now. So another beautiful day at the North Dakota State Fair. The sun is shining. I hear the birds chirping, it's amazing how early the hustle and bustle gets going each morning. I'm staying over in the West Campground, my lodging provided at the State Fair by Dakota Public Relations, Inc. 500 and Fortune 500 companies depend on the experts at Dakota PR to define their message to the public. Dakota PR, we speak Dakota, and they're providing lodging. So I'm staying over the campgrounds, and that's where a lot of the FFA and a lot of the agriculture side stays because it's right behind the stockyards. Those people get up working early. I thought I'd get up early, but 5 o'clock rolls around and they've already got a good day started. So another great day for that at the North Dakota State Fair. Coming up today, we're going to get to some of the topics on mine today. One of the keys that I'm thinking might be on your mind is ethanol. We had the discussion come up a little bit earlier this week, so we get the experts on, and that means coming up at 9:30 this morning, Tom Lilja, Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Grower Association. He's going to be answering your calls and questions and comments on ethanol, why it's beneficial. A lot of people raising some concern about the blender pumps and the mandates on ethanol being put into your fuels. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. Also, you know, do you support the ethanol program? Should it continue? Do you use the ethanol blended gas? A lot of industries sparring over the future of renewable fuel subsidies as well. So is that something that just should stand alone and stand on its own? We want to know what's on your mind concerning that. You know, one of the things I always do is I have to weigh the economy of ethanol versus the fuel savings, the dollar amount. You know, if I'm traveling a long distance, I know I'm going to have to stop and fuel up an extra time or two if I'm traveling a long distance because you lose some of the efficiencies with ethanol. We'll talk to Tom a little bit about that. Also, do you have a problem with the pro-life groups handing out rubber babies to get their message across the North Dakota State Fair? Does it go too far? I've walked by that booth, and the part that really bugs me about it is the fact that we've got so many young children, so many kids here, and a lot of people will say that, well, that's why they're doing it. Having something that graphic with in a setting like the North Dakota State Fair, and I understand you're trying to get your point across, but you know, this is a family-friendly event, the North Dakota State Fair, and having some graphic literature and some a graphic message like that, I don't know if it serves families well here as you're visiting the state fair with a lot of small children. I mean, as a parent, do you want to answer that question, you know, from a four-year-old when they ask what that is, if you walk by that booth? I don't think so, and I don't think it's right to put parents in that position. Also, the Grand Forks Herald says Senator Joe Miller shouldn't have to resign because of a DOI, but Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider says he should. Who's right on this one? We want to know what's on your mind concerning this topic. And 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can weigh in via email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's coming up at 9 o'clock today with Scott Hennen and myself. Of course, Scott having an opportunity to hang out with Joe Gibbs this morning. Like I said, I'm a little bit jealous of that as we're broadcasting live from the North Dakota State Fair, and I've been up here all week. When I get looking around the State Fair, I always look for something new, and I always look for, my favorite foods, of course. Yesterday I had an opportunity to emcee the milking contest with the Midwest Dairy Association. And if you haven't checked out their milkshakes and Moore wagon, do so. Some incredibly good milkshakes. I had one yesterday. Strawberry. I had a strawberry. But your chance to check that out, I was impressed. I mean, there was, in the youth category, there was a gal that weighed in and she just blew through the competition. Although being a broadcaster in radio, I'm a little disappointed at the radio side of representation there because a newspaper guy from Minot pretty much crush the competition when it comes to celebrity guests on that, which they were kind enough to donate $100 to a charity of choice for the winner of that. So some great competition yesterday, the youth version of that, 12 and under, and, of course, the adult version. And people were just pounding it out. I was like, over 3 pounds of milk in a minute was the winner for the milking contest yesterday. It was pretty impressive. One of the topics that came up yesterday, of course, and now we find out former Fargo Mayor John Lindgren is going to speak at a Mayors Against Illegal Guns rally in Fargo. What are your thoughts on that? I've got a problem with outside interests coming into North Dakota and telling me how to live in my own backyard. Mayor of Fargo, Denny Walker, stepping away from some of that. He's a member of that organization, but he says, you know, he's not active, not an active participant in that. If you're not an active participant in something, should you even be a part of something? The original reports were Mayor Bloomberg were going to come to North Dakota, and apparently, according to reports, he's backed out of that. So whether that was reported erroneously in the first place or not, we do not know. But that's all coming up at 9 o'clock this morning with Scott Hennen and myself. Get those numbers down, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on your mind? Coming up at 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Baca, broadcasting live from the North Dakota State Fair with Scott Hennen coming
Steve
up at 9 o'clock.
And Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Scott Hammond here, and we continue. Sorry for the little disruption of the normal routine here for this Thursday. So Mark and I mentioned we were at a rather fascinating event with 900 of our closest friends today at the Armada Plaza Suites in Fargo for Joe Gibbs, the legendary NFL coach, coming to Fargo, who's now heading out to the Cass County Jail. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be speaking to the inmates there about the game plan for life. So kind of a neat thing for folks at the Cass County Jail, and just was an extraordinary event. So anyway, we obviously had a little bit of a different routine today. Mark Skogerbo was with me there as well. Mark making his way back along with the rest of our team. And thanks to Steve Bakken for pinch hitting there for us. Steve will be joining me here shortly. As he mentioned, of course, we're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven. You know, they've had this big battle over the student loan rates and getting those settled in the Senate, and a fair amount of uncertainty for incoming freshmen, even, on what exactly their student loan rate would be at. That has finally been dealt with by the United States Senate. That happened last night, so Senator John Hoeven's going to join us to break that down. And then he, thankfully, has been threatening I guess that's the right word, politically at least, threatening to say, hey, look, if you're not going to actually set a date to deal with this Keystone XL pipeline deal, we're just going to add that amendment right onto a piece of legislation that you want, energy efficiency. So we'll talk with him about that. And Steve mentioned we've got a lot of calls about ethanol of late, and there you know, are always – I have to tell you, I don't have a problem with ethanol, and I don't actually notice much of a difference when I use ethanol at all. And but I know there's a lot of heated positions and opinions on one side or the other of that issue. So it's one of those things where a lot of questions have come. We're not the experts, and so we invited in the experts. Tom Liljia from the North Dakota Corn Growers will join us to talk about ethanol as energy and ethanol also as a very important part of our economy. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments for that all coming up in our next hour. Mark Skogrebo is here, and this is the time we do sports. We made it. I was just apologizing to the audience for the little disruption in the normal routine today, but it was worth it, wasn't it?
We had an athletic event.
We did, yeah.
And, I mean, imagine that, being with Joe Gibbs. It was just great. The guy is so real, and yet he had some pretty intense flounderings in his own, and he said, well, no, we got God for the coach, basically. Didn't you like that thing about the clock, about the watch?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. But here is his analogy. We probably won't do it justice, but, he pointed to his watch, and he said, just look at, most watches and all the craftsmanship that goes into it and all the, the intricacies of a particular watch. Do you think that watch just happened, or do you think there's a watchmaker? He said, well, vast majority of people say, well, yeah, there's a watchmaker and somebody that does that for a living and very good at it and knows all the intricate details of that particular watch. So his analogy was to say, well, if you don't think it takes a special watchmaker to make a watch, how about to make you? How about to make the earth? It was his analogy and his way of explanation to the crowd and anybody that might be questioning whether there is more to life, whether there is a grand plan. And so the way he ties that in with football, having his understandable and appropriate accolades for all of his career and life, the game plan for life, is pretty neat.
Oh, great. Very neat. Said you got two choices. Either play for the greatest coach that made you or against him. Two choices.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah. A lot of really, and I don't care if you've been going to Sunday school for 72 years or if you never have. You heard the truth, unvarnished and simple. John 3:16 was sort of his spin verse, and Romans 6:26, really beautiful stuff.
So anyway, that was our sports for today, but it was bigger than the world of sports, and it was fun.
It was.
It was nice. I mean, the place was 6:30 in the morning. This thing started, and the Ramada Plaza Suites, biggest ballroom, jam packed. Yeah.
So I didn't see an empty seat. Did you?
No, I did not.
Had to be over 900 people there.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Twins played yesterday afternoon and lost in kind of a stinker, 1-0.
Yeah, but finally, our pitcher that's been floundering, that had surgery, Peralt, he pitched great, and we just didn't get the hits. Their pitchers, but we won our third series in a row, so that's important.
See, this man, Mark, is just amazing. The Twins lost 1-0. He finds a highlight with the pitcher, which is true. I mean, a 1-0 game.
It's his best game of the year.
Yeah.
He lost.
He lost, but I mean, it's a great performance, right? It'll give him a lot of confidence.
And the thing about it, kind of Joe Gibbsian, he gave up the run in the first inning and didn't falter. He gave it his best shot. He hung in there. I mean, we had 8 shutout innings of our own. Pretty cool.
And you remind us as well that the Twins did win the series.
Yep.
So they haven't done in California for...
No, since 11. And not only that, now they get to go play Seattle for 4 games. Of course, they're going against their top 2 pitchers first. And then if they win one of these first 2 games in Seattle, they'll have a chance to at least split the series. But, of course, they can do it. They got, of course, our best hitter, Maurer, is busy having Twins. And he'll be probably missing another day or two.
The Red Hawks came up short. St. Paul, and their next one's 1,000. Those milestones sometimes are tough to nab, aren't they?
Sure they are.
and lost 7-6.
I'm trying to make my first $100. Seriously, have you made your first
99.99, right?
We do this for love. Have you made your first million yet? Have
no.
you put your whole life together?
No. Spent probably more than that.
Oh, sure.
Some, but, no.
But you ate well.
Yes, exactly right.
And you drive pretty.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Well, because of this morning's event, I confess, I haven't read the sports pages. I just got here to...
Is there anything else you care about?
Well...
I can tell you anything you need to know. I mean, if you tell me what you're, you know, what you're curious about.
Well, how's the World Cup...
page, by the way, at least for the forum sports pages, is dominated with the chatter of the Vikes.
Yeah, they're starting Mankato. They're starting spring training. Any positive chatter for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Ponder. Right?
Ponder.
Ponder.
Yeah. Got a ponder.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? What not is for this, D? We have some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Hawks played this afternoon.
Oh, we got to give them away.
Did you know that?
Can you even give them away right now?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Because I forgot that the Red Hawks play an afternoon game. Those are some of the best ever. I love those. They have about one of those a month. They call it a business day game.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and do some business.
Yeah. Go there and do some business.
The Red Hawks. They're playing the St. Paul Saints.
Second-place team, I believe.
As we mentioned. Exactly right. So stay tuned. We'll give those away in a little bit here. I'm not sure if I use the 855 number or the 800 number. I don't know. So I got to find that out.
Okay.
So we'll find out. But stay tuned because we're going to, if you want to win some tickets.
That's four in that pack,
we'll give them away. It is.
That's a beautiful way to spend an afternoon.
Exactly right.
And have a lot of suntan lotion and just kind of lounge out there and eat a $1.50 hot dog.
Right. So anyway, I interrupted you. The Vikings got your interest, or is it too early?
It's starting to come. You know, Peterson said he's better than ever. Ponder is very smart, and I think he is tightening up his loose ends. Definitely improved in the receiving core. That can make a mediocre quarterback look a lot better if somebody is 10 yards behind the defense as opposed to the defense is all over him like a drape.
You were fired up about the British Open last week. It's the senior British Open this weekend. Are you going to be watching?
Oh, yeah.
You watch that, too? Here's a disturbing story. Pat Burns was the one-time coach of the University of North Dakota football team. Folks may remember Roger Thomas.
Yeah.
Replaced Pat Burns, and then the program kind of turned around. Police in Council Bluffs say that the former University of North Dakota football coach has been arrested in Iowa on suspicion of soliciting prostitution. One of 12 people arrested during a sting operation at a hotel down there in Iowa. 63-year-old Burns was the Mavericks head coach from 1994 until the program was shut down in March of 2011, of course, before that, had been head coach of the UND football team from 1980 to 1985. So just a name that I remember and saw that story, which is, as I say, unfortunate.
You know, that becomes his definition. You know, it's amazing how one something like that, an episode like that, and that's the end of year rep.
Exactly right. That is sad to hear. Anyway, so there you go. A little bit of an unconventional format to the program today. We will check sports here in just a moment. And also, by the way, some tickets for the Red Hawks game. And weather when we come back. Don't touch that dial. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced.
hops and soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
On your mind preview show, Steve Bakken and I. Steve, by the way, back at the North Dakota State Fair today, talking ethanol and the student loan rates and whatever else is on your mind on the program we call What's on Your Mind Straight Ahead. By the way, I have 4 tickets for the afternoon game for the FM Red Hawks. Apologies to folks in the oil patch because this will do you no good unless you want to literally zoom here now, and you would still have a tough time making it in time for the game. But we have, get ready to jot this number down. Third caller is going to win 4 tickets for the afternoon game. What a day. Go out there and watch the FM Redhawks and the St. Paul Saints at Newman Outdoor Field today. Some great seats. I'd love to go to myself if I didn't have such a busy day. Caller number 3 at 701-356-4220. That's our business office number here, and I have Dustin and Marie standing by to select a lucky winner. 701-356-4220. Caller 3 right now. You have 4 tickets on us for the Red Ox and the Saints this afternoon at 12:30. Go out there and have some good old-fashioned affordable family fun. Watch great baseball with the Red Ox on us, okay? 701-356-4220 on us. There you go. Okay, let's tell you about the weather forecast, as we always do. It'll be the one thing this hour that'll be normal for the day. Everything else has been a little kiddy-wampus. My apologies, but it was all worth it. The valley today, we're looking at isolated thunderstorms and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Partly sunny, a high near 77 today. A light west wind out of the light west-northwest wind becoming northwest 9 to 14 in the morning. Chance of precip 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And we're talking mainly after 2, so we're going to keep that till after the Red Hawks. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8. Partly cloudy with a low about 51. North-northwest wind at 10 to 15. Gusts as high as 22. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny, high near 69. North wind at 13 to 16 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 20. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 46. Saturday, sunny and a high near 70 with a north wind around 7 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear, low 48. Sunday, sunny and a high near 75. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy, mostly clear, rather, with a low around 57. So that gets you all the way Thursday morning through Sunday in Fargo-Moorhead and the Red River Valley. Oil patch today, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11. Mostly sunny with a high near 67. North wind at 8 to 17. Gusts as high as 24. So, gosh, we're going to be cool, mid-60s, and we're going to be windy in the patch today. Partly cloudy with a low around 45 tonight. Northeast wind at 12 to 17, decreasing to 6 to 11 miles an hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. Friday, sunny with a high near 68. Northeast wind at 5 to 9 tomorrow, mostly clear Friday night, low around 41 degrees. 41, and it's July. By the way, congratulations to Pete. Pete from Fargo, the winner of our Red Hawks tickets. And I saw you at the phone, Mark, and I know you were trying to call. It's not for you. It's for our fine listeners, much as you wanted. Plus, you're on the air. You're going to play hooky, aren't you? You have that look on your face. Saturday, sunny, a high near 73 in the patch. Southeast wind at 7 to 15. Saturday night, clear, low around 50. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 78. Chance of showers at 40% Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57.
Did you know that Hank Terrillaby made a fortune? He brought Long Johns out to the oil patch.
Yeah, well, you should need Long Johns in July.
No, it's a sin.
We needed some in...
it's the 13th commandment.
We needed some in May and in a good chunk of June, and now we're late July we need them. I don't think that's right.
When's the earliest snowfall?
Don't even stop. Bad enough we're
it's
talking about...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Somebody sent a note the other day, said back-to-school stuff was out, and I felt like somebody punched me in the gut when they said that. But I did get a text from our youngest daughter yesterday.
How nice.
Who had a good day at the lake. Skied for the first time.
Oh, that's great.
And now proclaimed that she is ready for school to start. In fact, she sent me a text. Let me find it. You'll like this. She said, I'm so excited to start school now.
To tell everybody about her skiing.
I sent her a note saying, way cool, very proud of you. She was using her mother's phone, lest you think she... has her own phone at 10. Not in our house. Thanks, Daddy. I'm so excited to start school now. So I reply, should I call Mrs. Hutchins, the principal, and ask if you can start Monday?
That was good.
She sent a 1,000-character text in reply. The first letter was N. The rest was O. No! Not that excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it does have show and tell big time. First time you ski is cool.
It is. But you also notice when you get to this time of the year where they've sort of done everything there is to do in summer, that they are ready for school to start again. There's that line that you cross.
I have never been ready for school yet.
Well, me either. But I see it in the kids. There comes a point where
you have special children. I had a different kind of speciality.
They didn't want.
I was Mr. Hooky.
All right, we're taking your calls. What's on your mind? Let us know. 800-228-0550 next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When Nessa Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESIC consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working in the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESIC consulting service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.